Tom James covers the Indianapolis Colts for the Terre Haute Tribune Star and joins us on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. You know, Tom, the Colts apparently doing some research on big stars returning to the cities that they once dominated and thrilled those in. And they looked back at Wayne Gretzky going back to Edmonton for the first time as an L.A. King and him getting a 4-minute standing ovation. What do you think Peyton Manning is going to get as he's received in Indianapolis as the first time as a Denver Bronco?
Well, you know, they have a tribute planned. They're going to be about a 1 or 2 minute video tribute. They brought back several of his former Colts teammates, Edgerrin James, Marvin Harrison, among others, are here tonight. And Jeff Saturday is here. So they'll give him a video tribute. It's not going to be overblown. It's just going to be something respectful, and the fans will get into it. You'll have fans here wearing Colts 18 jerseys, and some people are wearing split jerseys with half Colt, half Bronco jerseys. So he'll get his due, and the fans still love him here in Indianapolis.
You know, it's funny that a lot of the teammates are coming back to celebrate Peyton Manning, given that, you know, I mean, Jim Irsay with comments of the owner of the Colts about, you know, looking back at the tenure of Peyton Manning and wishing they had won more NFL championships. And then kind of clarifying that a little bit, saying, well, maybe the supporting cast should have been, you know, wasn't really a knock on Peyton Manning so much as maybe we should have surrounded him with a supporting cast. Yet he's inviting some of that supporting cast there to celebrate Peyton Manning's return to Indianapolis. Do you find that kind of strange?
Not really, because the supporting cast he was talking about was not Marvin Harrison and Edgerrin James and Jeff Saturday.
That's true, yeah.
They're talking about the lack of a Super Bowl championship defense. They're talking about special teams that wasn't very special. And in terms of coverage and things like that, they had good kicker, good punter. But other than that, it was Katie bar the door when you had kickoff return. You remember the Colts gave up a opening Super Bowl touchdown to Devin Hester in the Super Bowl that they won. So special teams was never a coverage anyway. It was never a strength of the Colts. So that's what Jim Irsay was talking about.
Mm. You know, in looking at Manning, and obviously this is a massive game for him coming to Indianapolis for the first time as a Denver Bronco, and all eyes are going to be on him. But, you know, if anybody could handle this kind of attention, it's a guy like Peyton Manning, because honestly, I think once this game gets going, I mean, he probably wants this game to just get going and get it over with already. But if anybody's going to return to a place in which he has been so successful in the past, and given the breakup of the Colts and Peyton Manning, if anybody could handle this, it's Peyton himself.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty level-headed. And on the flip side, Andrew Luck. I mean, we tease Andrew. We kind of call him Peyton Light. I mean, he's like the fourth Manning brother. I mean, he's in a lot of ways, a lot like Peyton, very even-tempered. And I don't think he's going to let the enormity of the game or the tension of the game get to him as well.
Absolutely. And from those fans that I've seen on television being interviewed and looking at Peyton Manning, you know, it seems to me that a lot of folks around there are saying, yeah, well, we loved Peyton Manning. He was great here. And it's too bad the way things ended up, but we love Andrew Luck. I mean, is that a reflective of most of the fans in Indianapolis?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're going to have your diehards. Just like I told somebody earlier that, you know, it's like at Indiana University where you had Bob Knight leaving, and you had people when Bob Knight left are still, they were Bob Knight fans, not so much Indiana University fans. And so everybody was going around wearing Texas Tech shirts and hats and stuff because they were Bob Knight people. And you got a few of those with Peyton Manning. But for the most part, people have moved on. Andrew Luck's their guy. Love Peyton, always will. He's always going to be a Colt. And when he retires, you know, they're going to put a statue up in front of Lucas Oil Stadium. But right now, Andrew Luck's the guy.
Yeah, and he certainly could be tonight. I mean, with all the pomp and circumstances Peyton Manning's going to get tonight, we also look at the fact that the Broncos have the league worst pass defense, which has allowed 337.7 yards per game. So Andrew Luck could have a field day tonight.
Well, he's also 6-0 in games since he's been with the Colts. In games coming in after a loss.
Yeah.
He hasn't lost back-to-back games. And so, like I said, he's a lot like Peyton. He doesn't let a lot get to him. And it seems like the bigger the game, the better he plays. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Tom, third downs so big for Indianapolis in the first five games this year. 31 for 62. In that loss in San Diego, in which they lost 19-9, they were only 2 for 10. If the Colts can be successful on third downs, that's really big for them.
Yeah, it is. And you know, the Colts are 4-2, and both times, and no disrespect to Miami or San Diego, but the Colts feel like it was more what they didn't do rather than what Miami or San Diego did. They felt like they, if they would have come out and played their kind of game the way they had in other games like San Francisco and Seattle, they win both those games. And so they're going to have to do that tonight, and they're going to have to start out strong. They've been a little sluggish out of the gate all season, and they can't afford to be that way tonight, because if they do, they'll be behind 21-0 before you can blink. They know that they have to come out strong tonight.
Looking back earlier in the year, Colts, the big deal with the Cleveland Browns, in which they picked up Trent Richardson, running back there. How has he blended in with the Colts so far?
Getting better. I mean, his thing is, he's still trying to play behind an offensive line, which is very much a work in progress. A bunch of injuries on the offensive line. They tried to mix and match, and they've got some guys back, but they're still not some of the offensive line that it should be, and that's still very much a work in progress. And until they do a better job of controlling the line of scrimmage with the offensive line, you know, the running game is not going to be what it should be.
Of the Terre Haute Tribune star, Tom James, covering the Indianapolis Colts. Enjoy the game tonight, Tom. Thank you.
Sure. Anytime, guys.